Welcome back to the Wit and Wisdom Show. I'm your host, Fred Witt. If you enjoy listening to my program, please consider subscribing or leave a rating below. I appreciate your support. Each week, it seems there's a new revelation about a smart person doing a stupid thing. It may be a politician having an affair with a campaign worker. There's a first. A corporate insider getting caught and charged with insider trading. Or a financier who orchestrated a massive scheme to fund his lavish lifestyle. It seems there's no shortage of highly educated, smart people doing monumentally stupid things. And after they get caught, it seems they all seem to utter the same words. They all say the same thing. Quote, "I don't know what I was thinking. I let myself and my family down," end quote. Gee, you think? So, I turn ideas into action, and I'm a problem solver. So, I have a new idea to deal with this age-old problem. What if, before you decided to do something stupid, you'd call your friend, the lawyer in the Midwest with common sense, and ask, "Is it okay if I do insert stupid thing here?" In real life, the questions would go like this. "I've worked hard to be elected the governor of the state of blank, and I'd like to cheat on my wife or husband with a campaign worker. Is that okay?" Or, "I'm a financial advisor, and I have other people's money in my trust account at the bank. Is it okay if I steal it and buy a mansion?" Now, you may laugh, but I'd bet this would cut white-collar crime in half. And when you consider the amount defalcated, and folks, that's your word for the day, defalcation, each year, plus the cost of a criminal investigation, trial, and incarceration, my idea could save society hundreds of millions of dollars. I'm sure a new hotline could be established with common sense lawyers on call, 1-800-STUPIDS. Thanks for listening. If you like what I say, and if you're interested in learning more about me and more about my writings and my thinking, I've written 4 books, 3 self-help books, and then a novel, Partnership of Crime. The 4 books are listed on my author website. So you can find my 4 books available on my author website, which is fredwitt.com. So FREDWITT.com. So please check my author website and you can learn more. I appreciate your support and interest.